between 1 and 2 o'clock, or between 2 and 3 o'clock, or something like that.
Oh yeah, the meter, but you can actually get. There's probably two turning positions on them that they built 18 years, according to what it says in one of the books. But I've only ever once used the whip antenna on it. I'm not particularly talking about a 320, I'm talking about the Panther I've got. The Panther H, that which is a different type of fish altogether. It's got a similar type of whip antenna, but it don't look anything like a 320. And I have used that with the whip antenna, which fits in a, it's got a hexagonal socket in the top. And it's got an inbuilt ATU, an automatic ATU, it's not a manual one, like this Landsman 320, this one's automatic. And you just press a button, mark two, and it turns up this the whip antenna from 1.5 to 30 megs. And there's not many rigs do that actually, except on the later ones, which that is obviously a lot later than the Klansman. It is part of the Klansman family. They were still being built up to when they sold the company off. In fact, this one of these, I've got two of these, one of them went back to the factory because they packed in on me. And I contacted Sally's down at Crawley, and they said send it to us. I sent it to them, they do it for now. They put my new CPU in it, Paul, over.
Oh, very good.
I
looked that up in a bit. When I put the internet on, I'm going to look that up and get some pictures of that. So it's a Panther. Is it, did you say it was Raykel? Just a break on that. Is it a Raykel Panther, over?
Yeah, it's a Panther H1. I've never seen any for sale. This one came from a guy that used to live down in Crawley. He used to work at the factory, and he evidently got quite a collection of stuff. One day I contacted him, asked him if he'd got a Panther H1. He says, as a matter of fact, he says, I have. So I bought it off me. It cost me a lot of money, but the only other guy I've seen with anything like them was a bloke named Gordon Soudan that lives up in Yorkshire somewhere.